following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We're here at Refuge.
Wilson Wednesday.
Oh, right there. Look at that. Aww. We just did that.
Not whatever. Wilson Wednesday.
Whatever. This is Wilson Wednesdays. Had the awesome privilege this morning of being part of a memorial service. And I just wanted to share with you guys how incredible this guy was towards his wife. As I was hearing what he did for his wife on a regular basis, I was convicted deeply. He would get up every morning at 4 a.m. and go get his wife donut and coffee every day.
4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Sacrifice.
That's sacrifice. And he loved his wife so much. One of the testimonies that was shared about him was that he would just talk about his wife like all the time. And they were married for 60 years. And even till his final days, he was excited about his wife, loved his wife. Pointed to his wife's pictures when people would come into his room. Just kept being excited about his wife. That's like, I am my wife.
Oh, yes.
But 4 a.m. donuts, that's, yeah. So anyways, I thought, man, I wish I got to know him, but what a cool guy to be able to love his wife for 60 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mean, 60 years for us would be, they must have been married younger. Anyways. Because we've been married for
17 years. 60—that's a long 60's time.
60's a long time. I mean, we can do it. Yeah. We can totally do it.
Yeah, we could.
But how old would we be? That's a long time.
If he
time
was 88,
yeah,
they got married when he was 28. Then, and that's when.
Oh yeah, we could do it.
We could do it.
We can make it.
We can make it to 60, you guys.
60 years. Yep. But that's not the main thing that Bethany wanted to share today. But I thought I needed to share that with you because love is out there. And he loved his wife to the very, very, very end. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Go ahead and share your... breathing room.
Oh, breathing room went really well yesterday.
That's our new moms, our young moms.
Breathing room for moms, it's called.
First.
And so, yeah, just the 90 minutes of encouragement and discussion together and... having some snacks and drinking some coffee
and a room full of kids.
Decaffeinated coffee for those that were nursing, and a room full of kids. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
We have an amazing
children's ministry director who stood in that room,
Nikki.
With others as well, other volunteers,
babies
but she didn't sign up for that day, but she's like, I'll step in.
Yeah. So. She's awesome. We love you, Nikki.
Yeah,
so that was awesome.
And this morning's study.
And then this morning's study, which wouldn't be Wednesday morning, it would be Tuesday morning. Spoiler, we're recording this Wednesday live.
It's off.
It's Tuesday.
Should we just pause it
this
now?
This is pre-recorded.
Oh, no.
It's only time.
It's not Wilson Wednesday. It's
but
Wilson
it's just like any
Tuesday.
Other program, pre-recorded. So yeah. Anyways. Women's study has been, we just finished up the book of Philippians. We're starting the book of James next week. Or in 2 weeks. And it was so good because I know that like chapter 4 of Philippians, a lot of people have these as their life verses, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your requests made known to God, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. So that's one of the verses that was in the study. And I love, just because if you were at the women's retreat, I shared a little bit of my testimony of 20 years probably of off and on with anxiety and things like that. And so just having a little bit of that kind of, you know, coming back, and everybody deals with it at different times. That's why the Bible talks about it all the time, saying be anxious for nothing, because we're all anxious at some one point or another. But I loved how it identifies what anxiety is, because it took it from the Greek word and says that it's basically we have hopes on one end and then we have our worries, our fears and anxieties at the other end. And they're like pulling us apart. And that's how you feel sometimes when you go through times of anxiety. You feel pulled apart. You just feel like... crazy person. And so that was so encouraging to me that reminder that even though we feel pulled apart on the inside, the something that the Lord has reminded me is in his word, he reminds us that God is greater than our hearts. God is greater than our feelings. God is greater than whatever we're feeling. That anxiety inside me doesn't change what's gonna happen, and that God is in control. Yep. And so I just have to step forward, walk forward, through prayer and supplication, make my request made known to God, set it at the feet of Jesus, and keep walking forward. And so encouraging.
Yep. And we'll do that and keep doing that. Keep giving your thoughts and anxieties to the Lord. Yeah. I think sometimes people feel like they come and they're like, I'm worried, I'm stressed, so that I must not be walking with God. And they stress over that, and they think about it, and it's like, oh, must not be a child of God if I'm stressed nor worried. And it's like, actually, it's people who get stressed and worried who then take it to the Lord. That's what the Lord wants from us. So, Lord, we pray right now, even now, Lord, as somebody's watching this and they are having anxiety, being pulled apart, as Bethany said, and worried and stressed, Lord, would you just give them a peace that really only comes from you, that you give to your kids, knowing that ultimately you are in control, that, Lord, you have power beyond power, and you also extend your grace beyond grace. And so, Lord, I pray you'd extend that to us today and to those that are watching. Lord, would you just be very present for them? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, you guys. Have a great day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.